It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Apple will kick off its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Much of the buzz so far has been about what new software and hardware may be announced for consumers. But at the end of the day, WWDC is for developers, so we talked to one. Marco Arment is an Applephile who co-founded the company Tumblr and created the popular mobile reading app Instapaper. At the top of his wish list, a way for iPhone and iPad apps to better communicate.
It would be nice to have some way for those things to automatically interact so you can say, look, I just took this photo from the camera. The user wants to post it to their social stream of whatever service I work on. Any apps out there want to be able to edit this? And then the user can say, yeah, you know, I want to use this app to edit it and then come back to your app to post it. Right now, there's really no good way to do things like that on iOS.
Apple's mobile iOS was an early success, so Arment says updates are overdue.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more, created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And by the Lemelson MIT program. More about 2013 Lemelson MIT Prize winner Angela Belcher and nominations for 2014 at mitprize.org.
The company Planetary Resources has put up a Kickstarter campaign for the world's first crowd-funded space telescope. Why? To encourage space exploration, of course, but also to detect asteroids that could be captured and mined for precious metals. One of the campaign's supporters is Bill Nye, the science guy.
Asteroids are, as the saying goes, it's like looking for a charcoal briquette in the dark. It's just really difficult. And so that's the idea behind the B612 Foundation Sentinel mission. It should be a space telescope pointing out with its back to the sun. And then you would look for the sunlight or the infrared sunlight bouncing off these charcoal briquette asteroids. So, but while we're talking about planetary science,
yes,
quite reasonable in the next 10 years, somebody will find an asteroid with our name on it and want to mount a mission to do something about it.
You mean with our name on it as in headed straight for us?
Headed for the Earth, yeah. You need to change their speed and direction about 2 millimeters a second. A 10 millionth is all you need to deflect it.
Which is really all you got to do is sneeze on it, right?
Yeah, right. But you got to get out there to be sneezing. And so the Planetary Society has this cool idea. I just think it's just cool. The laser bees, where we take solar energy on solar panels and point lasers onto an asteroid and evaporate the surface, and the ejected material would have enough momentum to change its speed.
How far are we away from legitimately protecting ourselves from and maybe learning from and even mining asteroids?
Well, I mean, the future's always farther than you think. So 20 years, I guess.
You're sort of an ambassador in some ways.
That's a great word. I really like that word.
What has surprised you most, or what do you feel like has been a big challenge for you in getting people to understand what science is about?
Well, that science is a subject that you don't need to master. I don't want everybody in the world to become an engineer, but you want all taxpayers and voters to appreciate the bounty that the process of science has brought to our society.
Bill Nye, the science guy, CEO of the Planetary Society, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear longer versions of my conversations with both Bill Nye and developer Marco Arment at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.